The Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Sarah Folks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Sarah Folks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you once again for the fact that you love us so much, for thy mercies, O Lord, that you have shown unto us. O Lord, we want to thank you, and we say, Father, you will reveal your will to us, and you give us the grace to receive your will. Thank you, Father, because you are the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. We want to continue with our study on Mary. And today we want to look at the faith of Mary. Mary really showed her faith in the Lord. Let's go to that Luke that we have been looking at. There are so many parts of the scriptures that talk about Mary, but we will not be able to cover everything. But we will just do as much as we can to learn from this wonderful woman. Let's look at verse 29. Mary was greatly troubled at his words. Let me start from verse 28. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greetings this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus." Now, you will see that when the angel was talking to Mary, it had not happened. Mary was just receiving the information. I don't know what you will do if an angel just appeared to you out of the blues, and then you see him with all the splendor, with all the clothes and everything, and all the angelic presence. Are you sure you're not going to press a panic button and then you go to cover and then you go and hide somewhere? But do you know that Mary stood there and she started asking him questions? That is faith. Mary was troubled at the words of the angel, not the appearance. What are the words that were said to Mary? "You are highly favored. The Lord is with you. You are blessed among women. You have found favor with God." That's in verse 30. That message that the angel brought mixed with faith in her. Don't forget that same angel that was sent to Zechariah. This is very interesting. The high priest. That was the same angel that was sent to Zechariah that was sent to Mary. Now, when Zechariah, the high priest, got the message, he was a high priest. Don't forget. The whole high priest of the whole nation said, okay, angel, you're going to show me a sign. And angel Gabriel was really angry with priest Zechariah that, what an insult. A whole Gabriel that stood in the presence of the Lord, becoming a courier for you to bring you a message. And you are asking me for a sign. I will show you a sign. You're going to be dumb for the next 9 months. What an insult on me. Well, the Bible didn't put all that, but I guess that's the way that angel Gabriel felt, that this is an insult on me. But do you know that the handmaid of the Lord, Mary, did not say, "Show me a sign. Show me a sign." She had a great faith. The word mixed with faith in her. And she just agreed. And that is the reason why she said in that verse 38, "I am the Lord's servant." You will be wondering that where was she consecrated as a priest? Where was she made a pastor? Where was she made so? But she is the Lord's servant because she is doing the service of the Lord. A lot of women believe that until you are called a pastor, an evangelist, a prophetess, or this or that, or a title, then you are not serving God. You are serving God the moment the word of God comes to your life and it meets with faith in you and then spur you into action and you are able to carry out that the Lord has said to you. You are the Lord's servant. The Bible said that Mary was not asking for sign. Mary did not ask for sign because she was not doubting. She just believed. She wanted more information by the questions that followed. More information. You remember the mother of Samson. One of these days, we are going to look at her. When the father of Samson was angry at the appearance of the angel, do you know that woman said that, hey, what's wrong with you? We're not going to die. You know, if you are going to die, God will not love us so much to come and tell us something. I love the way women, the way we think. And we have to allow ourselves to be open to God. Let's learn from all these great women in the Bible. And let's live our life that way. Mary said, I am not doubting. I only want more information. How can this be? And the angel took time to explain to her because she was not asking in doubt, in unbelief. The word that was sent to her was made with faith. Faith is not to forsake what God has told us or to reject it, but to accept it. Faith is ability to submit to God's plan without panicking. That's what Mary did. Mary was submissive. To submit means to put oneself under God, under His care, power, and strength. To yield to God, to His will, to His command, to His instruction, to His laws, to His behavior, to His word, the word of God. How much do we yield to the word? We hear the word of God. We read the word of God. We study the word of God. We meditate in the word of God. We memorize the word of God. But the greatest thing is that we must obey everything that the word of God has said. When we are not doing that, then we are not having faith. What the word is saying is not mixing with anything in us. And so it will be so difficult for us to serve the Lord. So submission then is when God can rearrange our plans through His word, through His messages, through that word in us, through His rhema, the revelational word that we read. When He can rearrange our plan without us expecting Him to tender an apology and say, you know what, I am sorry that I have to rearrange. No, that's not faith. Faith is the ability to accept that God can rearrange the plans of our life anytime. Mary was able to allow God to rearrange his life, despite the fact that he had been pledged to be married to Joseph. Faith does not panic. Faith knows that God is with me. The message, it's like putting the life of Mary on death row. But do you know that she did not panic? Because faith drives away fear. Fear will drive away faith. Anytime you are having fear, it's not of God. Because God does not give us fear. He said in that 2 Timothy 1:7 that we have not been given the spirit of fear, but love, power, and sound mind. And this is what we see in the life of Mary. Mary was able to reflect that love, power, and sound mind, even at the presence of the angel, without fretting, without running, just standing there and facing an angel and talking to him in a sensible way. Mary believed that the message angel Gabriel brought to her was true in that verses 35 and 37, and that is what faith does. How many times have you read in the Bible that fear not, I am with you? And when you close it and you say that, Lord, where are you? You have just read it that fear not, I am with you. So where do you think that the Lord is with you again? The Lord is with you. We have to believe the word of God, appropriate it to yourself, and trust God to be faithful to carry it out. Faith says amen to God's word. Amen. Verse 38 says, let it be unto thy servant. And do you know that that's what amen means? Amen means let it be. Let it be. And so many times we say amen. When somebody talks, to say amen to that. Amen to what? Amen to the word of God, or amen to that joke. You have to say amen to the word of God and with all sincerity. Faith is believing what God has said will be accomplished. Let's look at that verse 45. It's going to be accomplished. It says, blessed is she who has believed what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. That's what verse 45 says. Mary believed this, that anything that God has said, he has the ability to accomplish it. Do you have that faith? Taking the word, taking the Lord at his word, Mary praised God as see what he had declared had been accomplished. Can you see that? In that song of Mary from verses 46 to 55, he said, my soul glorifies the Lord and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he had been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. She was not yet pregnant, and already she has addressed herself as blessed. For the mighty one has done great things for me. What great thing? It has not even happened. Mary had declared it, that God has done great things for me. Remember how many things the Lord had talked to you, and you had never accepted it as if that the Lord has done it. Whatever the Lord has said, believe it, and it is done. Faith overcomes fear. Verse 34 of that Luke that we are looking at, Luke chapter 1, it says, how will this be, Mary asked, since I am a virgin? That was the initial fear, but faith overcomes it. The fear of being stoned was erased. She did not hit the panic button and runs for cover. How open are we to the word of God? How much of the word of God can we appropriate to our situations? And how many times do we waste the word of God that created the heaven and the earth? How many times did the Lord want to recreate something in our life? But our life is not a forum where the Lord can show his power and his majesty and his sovereignty by recreating something that cannot be seen in our life. Mary believed and he was able to receive. She believed the word of God from Gabriel. Testimony about Elizabeth was not doubted. She did not say, that can be true, or you must be kidding, Gabriel. That is not a good joke. She did not call the word of God a joke. She believed. God's miracle will be experienced if we can thank God for his word. Amen. And I pray that the Lord will continue to show himself as great and mighty to the glory of his holy name. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we want to have faith that we move mountain. We want to have faith that we bring forth. We want to have faith that we make you to be able to recreate. Without faith, we cannot please you, Lord. Without faith, you cannot walk in our life. Lord, we pray that you will increase our faith and you will send your power, Lord Jesus, to ignite our heart for you. And the Lord Jesus, you'll be able to walk through us. And our life will be your workmanship, your spectacle, your trophy. Place that is your forum where you can stay. That our body will be the temple of the living God. Where you, the Lord, you find convenient to stay. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because you can be trusted. We thank you for all the people that are going through struggling. Because you, the Lord, you are working on their behalf. Thank you because that same word that was spoken, that word I am speaking to your situation. And I say your situation will be turned around. That everything that has been causing problems, heartache, and weeping, and depression, and anxiety, that the Lord Almighty, by the power of the word, that the word of the Lord shall go through your life right now, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, that you shall receive the touch of the living God. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkley, stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book Virtuous Woman or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-646-1610. That's 651-646-1610. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman.